Ciao a tutti, mi chiamo Alessandra.
Hello, my name is Alessandra.
Primo seminario con
It's
voi.
my first workshop with
Vi ho
you.
seguito in YouTube,
I followed
ho
you on
sentito qualcosa anche
YouTube
se la prima volta.
and I listened to you from
È
home,
un
but it's my
momento
first time
incredibile
here.
che ieri
I'd like to
ho
share with
ricevuto
you
un
that
regalo.
yesterday I received a gift.
E perché mentre
Because
facevamo un
while
esercizio
we
che
were
adesso
doing the first
mostrerò,
exercise, sorry, I'm a bit,
facevamo il primo
emotional.
esercizio con
We were
Joy.
doing the first exercise with Joy.
Quando è stato il momento di dire
When the time
fare quella
came
cosa,
to say what is
tornerà
that
sulla
one
fiducia. E
thing, I worked on
poi mi
trust.
sono chiesta, ma che
And then I
fiducia, che
wondered,
tipo, che
what
cosa?
kind of trust, what is it?
E lì mi è venuto che
And then what came to
quando
me
devo prendere una
then was
decisione,
that
mi
when I have
stupisco
to make a
che
decision,
qualcuno mi dica sì,
I need
ok,
someone to say
fallo.
yes, go for it, you can do
E
it.
ieri
Whereas
è
yesterday,
successo che mentre
what
pensavo a
happened
questo,
was that when I was thinking
mi è
about this,
salito che io sono abbastanza
it
da
came
sola
to
ora.
me that
Cioè,
now I'm fairly
io sono in
alone.
grado
I mean,
di dirmi quel
I
sì
can say yes to
senza che qualcun altro
myself
mi dia quella cosa.
without waiting for anyone else to support me.
Amazing.
So amazing. Thank you for sharing
Thank you.
that.
Absolutely. Okay,
Thank
there
you.
was one other person in the back. I saw another hand.
I feel that's
Yes,
such a
please.
key to happiness in life, if we feel that we can trust the decisions we're making. That just feels so empowering, right? Rather than constantly second doubting, oh my God, was that right? Did I, should I, have I, right?
Allora, la mia sono Marta, una domanda
My
pratica.
name is Marta. I have a practical
Ieri ti ho
question.
spiegato
Yesterday you
cosa
explained
l'esercizio su un amore
You explained that
e
what to do when we were practicing
riprendersi due
love
minuti
and take a couple of minutes.
Nell'arco della giornata, quando
During
siamo
the
anche
day, when
fuori,
we are working, when we
questa
are
cosa si può
out,
fare così mentalmente
we
senza
can do it in
bisogno
our
di
mind, right?
guardarsi
Without,
in un
you
angolo,
know,
penso. You mean practicing love in our mind? Whether we can throughout the
Sì,
day.
sì. No, 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 l'esercizio che ci avete
The
dato voi,
exercise that you
dirsi
assigned to
io ho
us,
intenzioni, io
like
sono
breathe,
amore.
I am
Oh, the
love,
breathing.
the
Okay,
breathing.
sì. Okay, got it. So she's referring to that breathing technique of saying, I am breath, I am love, I am eternal, and I am infinite, right? And the question is, can I just say it in my mind?
Nell'arco della giornata,
Well, during the
come
day,
viene fatta? Circa ogni
since
ora
you have
o
to do
ore,
it
non so,
every
come si
2 hours or
può
whatever,
fare
how can we do it?
vivendo poi nell'ambiente del
You
lavoro
know, when you're working,
o
when you're in the
nella vita
office, in
quotidiana?
your daily life,
Basta,
do you
cioè,
need to step aside or go somewhere?
If I want to be doing this breathing throughout the day, so say every 2-3 hours or whatever, because that's kind of necessary, then do I need to step aside and go somewhere else to do it? Or how do I incorporate this in my everyday life? Okay, so here's how I do it in my everyday life. Say I'm in a meeting and I'm noticing, oh my goodness, some person in this meeting is really triggering me. Then they'll be talking, talking, talking. I'll go, and you go on. I wouldn't do it driving because you don't want to close your eyes. But even when I'm but even when I'm driving, I'll go, I'm love. I'm eternal. I sing it. You know, I work with many different mantras. I would start out with this one because it's so beautifully simple. And it follows the rule that our brain likes, which is 1, 2, 3, many. So we can all remember 3 things. So start out with that. But you know, when you're hearing a beautiful song, I am love, I am eternal. You can do it anywhere. So it's more interesting, maybe as a reflection back to you, that that is still something that is of a big concern to you of what could others think if I'm sitting there with my eyes closed and breathing? What are they going to think I'm crazy? So you might want to, if people give you weird looks, and say, yeah, I've learned this breathing technique, really helps me, calm me. You can join in if you want. Right, you know, I don't care anymore,
right.
And I suggest you don't either.
Right. What I'd like to add to that is that what I said this morning use love through your eyes. So when you look at something, there's a rule in quantum, what you observe is influenced by the observer. Can you remember that? Everything you observe is being influenced by the observer. So the question is, in which frequency is the observer? Does it make sense? So if I'm in a frequency of love, I'm in a frequency of peace, that what is being observed will be influenced by that frequency. Does it make sense? And the breathing, eyes closed, is wonderful because when you close your eyes, you shut off the external world. But if that's not a possibility, you can just keep your eyes open and just breathe, like Josh was saying, when you're driving the car. But then add to it that what you're looking at is with eyes of love. And then things start to change, believe it or not. And I have some experience with that way before I was doing that. When I was doing a lecture, and then especially women will bring sometimes their husbands. And the husbands will not be my friends. You ever seen a person on the street pulling a dog that doesn't want to come? So then the husbands come and they sit like this. And they're looking at me. All right, so this is way before I knew all that we're talking about now. And I had this technique that I would paint a pink cloud around them. Every time I see them, I would see them in pink, okay? And then within maybe 15, 20 minutes, you see them relax, and then they start to laugh, and then they start to smile. So now I know what I was doing, because pink is a representation also for softness, kindness, and love. Does it make sense? So when you project out in the out world, you are the one also being observed, true or false. So if someone is looking at you like this, most of us would feel uncomfortable, yes or no? Yep. Right? So the observer, you, is influencing the one being observed. So if you have a higher frequency and you do not allow the lower frequency to hit you, the higher frequency is more powerful. Does it make sense? But normally as human beings, our tendency is to react to that lower frequency. Is it true or false? When someone is angry with you, you tend to react to that and you allow yourself to go in a lower frequency. So thank you for the question. So the goal is to stay in the highest frequency that you can. And this breathing technique, eyes open, eyes closed is better, but eyes open also works. It's the mantra. And the more you practice it, the more the brain starts to react and it becomes a custom. The moment you breathe in consciously, I am, the brain already knows, okay, now we go into that higher frequency. Does it make sense? So with practice, you can do it in a second anywhere you would like to. Thank you for the question. Really nice practical question. Let's go to you over there. Please stand up. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
I'm Enzo. I have a question for Roy, for the scientist, for the quantum scientist Roy. The quantum scientist Roy. First of all, congratulations, because I have met you, I believe, 15 or 20 years ago in a previous incarnation in this life. What I mean is that you were more on the outside. You were more Caribbean, so to speak. So the question is, yesterday you said that it is possible that in a few years we will be 10, 12 billion on this planet, yes?
So if
it's possible that we are a hologram of the planet, our cells are 7, 8 billion as much as the inhabitants of the planet, who are 7-8 billion. So the question to your quantum scientist self is it possible that with the increase of the world population, also for osmosis, the cells of our body can increase in a holographic way because there are cells on this planet?
All right. Thank you for this very deep question and charging my brain. Okay, number one, our body consists around 7 trillion cells. That's number one thing to do. So we're not even in comparison with the population on this planet. So that's one thing to think about. So we don't have to increase our cells. I think the bigger question is that there is a collective hologram of the whole population. And what most of you don't realize, there is also a connection with the planet Earth. So Mother Earth also has a consciousness. And then we have the effects of what we humans are doing on this planet. And we are already witnessing these effects, true or false, right? Weather changes, some of it is pleasant, some of it is not pleasant. But the predictions are that in the future, millions and millions of people will have to move away from the coastlines. We will have an immigration going inwards. The other thing is that more and more countries will start changing the climate, so more there will be migration of insects, of animals, of birds invading other parts of the world. So what we're going to see now is we're at the boundaries on this planet. Everything is going to shift and change. The big question that we have to ask ourselves, and this is not related directly to your question, is, but I'm using this as a platform to make us conscious of something bigger, is where are we going? Now, we have now one person in America, Elon Musk, the creator of the Tesla electric car, also SpaceX, and he's making plans to move people to Mars. Okay, so is that the solution, right? We don't know if that's going to be the solution. But going back to the question in itself, we're facing immense problems. Now, my quantum answer is that as a collective, together, the more people are waking up, that we together can create that future that we want. So as we can create our own future, what if collectively we are foreseeing a timeline where we can still save the planet? Wouldn't that be a great idea, yes or no? Right? That would be where we need to go. So right now we are focusing on ourselves. Who do we want to be? What kind of life we want to create? But let's take into consideration already today, what kind of planet do we want to live on? Does everyone understand what I'm saying? If we put that into the background, I want to live in a planet that where it is balance, where it is no war, where it is peace, where we all are brothers and sisters, where we're taking care of each other, so everybody on this planet can get a good education. So because of that, everybody will get a better chance to live a good life. That intention is the higher intention of a collective soul. Does it make sense? And so in just finishing up and respecting your question, first, let me go back to 20 years ago. 20 years ago, let's put it this way, life was great and wonderful. And like all of us, we are in this evolutionary process, true or false. Some of us sometimes get plateaued in life. We reach a level where things just seem the same for a long time. And then we jump to another plateau, then we jump to another plateau. And what I've noticed since I've been with Joy is that we don't plateau much anymore, right? We don't get a chance to breathe. And so when we met, we decided to create this life together. We create this life together. And then they tell me, you're in a comfort zone. And now I need to do the next thing, which creates another earthquake. So 20 years ago, I was in another time, other comfort zone. doing a lot of things with my mind. I was connected in a way, but not being 100% guided by that connection. The difference today, for me and also for Joy, we are totally servants of the universe, meaning that the ego in ourselves still gets some satisfaction, but our mission is to serve in the best way we can, to serve something bigger than us. And being of service is not always the easiest thing, because we live in a world where 80% of the people is sleeping, and you are being considered as abnormal, like we spoke about yesterday. You will be ridiculed, you will be laughed at, people try to bring you down. Who have you already noticed some of that in your life, right? And I was talking to, where is he? Where's Leo in this room? Oh yeah, I was talking to Leo last night, and he told me that he has a daughter and a son. With his daughter, he can talk about these crazy stuff. His son told him, "Daddy, there are pills for this." Okay? Okay? All right. So, even with your children, you know, even your children can look at you like you're crazy. Do you understand? So, how do you maintain yourself in this crazy world? And your family, you know, if you look at our family now and you look at your family, some of them can go with you for a little bit, some of them would go with you for a big bit, and some of them refuse to even move 1 millimeter in your direction, right? So in my family, we, most of us, we meet at funerals, right? You know, when someone dies, you meet, okay? And then you see how far you are from some parts of your family. But this is also quantum. This is resonance. You can only resonate with the people you can resonate with. The others will either reject you, or they won't trust you, or they will criticize you. And that's part that we need to accept. Does it make sense? Anything you would like to add before you jump in your thing now?
I think maybe that just to know that the brighter you shine, the bigger screen of projection you are for any projection. Mm-hmm. And just know that, you know, it's a sign. Actually, if I had really embodied this knowledge a little earlier, I think I could have saved myself a lot of suffering, most likely, by just seeing that whatever, you know, the bigger you grow, the more you elevate your frequency or whatever you want to call it, the higher you go, the bigger your light will shine, right? And the more people will either hate or love you. So your haters will grow too. And it's just so fascinating to then see, you know, just to learn from all the projections that are just sloshed on you. Because I just want to tell you that, because there are many in this room where I know you're going to go far and you're going to get really known and you'll be that. And then know it will come. It'll come. It'll all come. They'll see, if you're a guy, they'll see the dad in you, the husband in you, the lover in you, the brother in you. Hmm? If you're a girl, they'll see the mother in you. That is it. And that'll always happen. And then I think it depends on how do we deal with those projections. How do you deal when someone tells you you are the and you are this and you are that? Does it sting? Does it go deep? Or can you see it as their pain that's being expressed? And that I think, for me at least, that was really tough. There were many moments where I really thought, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to throw this in. I can do my work at home, behind my computer. I don't have to be out here listening to this nonsense every day. And you know, with the increase of platforms and communication, it's no longer the phone call or the in-person. I actually applaud people who will in-person tell me things like that, because that takes courage. But behind a computer posting some shitty message, that doesn't take courage. But you know, every moment when I thought, I'm going to throw this in, I am not doing this anymore, why would I bother, right? There was this other thing in me that said, really? You're going to let that take you down? Is that all you're about, really? That little bit of sting, and then you're going to give up? And I thought, no, that's not really what I am. So you keep going. So for those moments when that happens to you, please remember this moment, and then remember to breathe. I am love. I am eternal. And I am infinite. And then you'll see it just goes. Yeah? Promise you'll remember? See?
Good. See.